I don't know if you can relate, but more and more I'm feeling like a character in a Progressive insurance commercial. I sound like my parents. And more I not only complain about the price of things, but I inform others what they used to cost. In this economy, we're all feeling that sticker shock, aren't we? Even when we go to Publix. But I want you to imagine a different world at Publix. That you still get to go in and shop and put in your shopping cart whatever you want. You still have to go to the cash register and pay. But in my imaginary world, you get to decide how much you will pay. Publix, Target doesn't get to set the price. You do. How much lower would your grocery bill be if you got to set the price? Let's take this imaginary world one step further. You not only get to set the price in this store, but you get to set the price in a store that's owned by your enemies. They've wronged you on numerous occasions. Now, how low would you set the price? Knowing that the profit would benefit an enemy. This morning, we don't want to talk about grocery shopping and the high price of goods, but we want to talk about a different price. The price that was paid for our sin. The high price that was paid for our sin. The first thing we recognize this morning is that Christ paid that high price to redeem us. We're well aware of that as Christians. We know all the passages that speak of the fact that he paid the price. You were bought with a price, Paul told the Corinthian Christians. Peter would remind us that we were redeemed not with mere silver and gold, but with the precious blood of a lamb. And so we're keenly aware that Christ paid that price. I don't know that we're fully aware of how high that price was. Paul would try to get us in the Philippian letter to understand the depth of the sacrifice that Jesus paid. It wasn't just one man giving his life for another man or group of people. It was God leaving heaven. Coming to this earth in an humble existence and dying for wretched sinners. It was God who would come in the flesh and partake of the weaknesses and the feebles of flesh so that we might be redeemed of our sins. And Scripture tells us that it was necessary. Do you have your Bibles? Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 10. Again, as Christians, we accept this fact that not only did Jesus pay the price, that high price for our sins, but the Scripture tells us it was necessary that he do so. Let's pick up in the reading in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 3. But in those sacrifices, that is those sacrifices under the old covenant, in those sacrifices, there's a reminder of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away sins. Therefore, when he came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you've prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you had no pleasure. Then I said, behold, I have come. In the volume of the book, it's written of me, to do your will, O God. Previously saying, sacrifice and offerings, burnt offerings and offerings for sins you did not desire, nor had pleasure in them, which are offered according to the law. Then he said, "Behold, I have come to do your will, O God." He takes away the first that he may establish the second. And by that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Again, we know these scriptures. We know that Jesus paid the high price. It was necessary that he pay that price because scripture tells us that the blood of bulls and goats could not take away sin. But why not? Why wasn't that a sufficient price? Why wasn't the blood of bulls and goats enough? Why was the blood of Christ required to take away our sins? I think sometimes we speak and maybe even think that somehow something or somebody outside of God set the price that must be paid for sin, and God loved us enough that he was willing to pay that price. But that's not reality, is it? God set the price so high, knowing that he and he alone would be able to pay it. And so as we contemplate the price that was paid for our sin, as we partake of the Lord's Supper today, let's contemplate this question. Why would God set the price so high? That's not what we would do. If we were paying the price, we would set it low. Especially if we were paying the price and the people benefiting or profiting from that exchange were our enemies. And so why did he set the price so high? Why didn't he declare that the blood of bulls and goats, a couple turtle doves, would have been sufficient to wash away our sins? I think scripture gives us insight. Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Romans. In Romans chapter 5, Paul will tell us one reason. Romans chapter 5, let's look at verse 8. Paul will tell us one reason, at least, I believe, that God set the price so high and then was willing to pay it. Romans, the 5th chapter, in verse 8 says, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Setting the price high and paying that price was a demonstration of how much he loved us. Sometimes we read a passage such as John 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." And we may be tempted to take away from that passage and others like it that that's how valuable I am to God. The price was so high because I'm worth it. That's not what those passages demonstrate. They don't demonstrate my worth or your value. They demonstrate God's love. And the price being set so high demonstrated how great his love is. Back a couple pages in my Bible in Romans chapter 3, we see that the price set by God himself and paid by God himself not only demonstrates his love, but it demonstrates his righteousness. Romans chapter 3, and let's begin in verse 21. "But now the righteousness of God, apart from the law, is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe, for there's no difference. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith, because in the forbearance of God he had passed over the sins that were previously committed. Now notice verse 26. To demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. In Romans 5, he says the price demonstrated his love. In Romans 3, it demonstrated his righteousness. Setting the price so high to redeem and to deal with the sin problem demonstrates how seriously God takes sin. And so why would God set the price so high if he had to pay it? Because he was trying to show something. Let me see if I can illustrate this, and please recognize that any illustration of human beings and human events and comparing them to God is going to fall short. And this one falls woefully short, but it's the best I can do. Let's say that I fell into some money. We won't mention the lottery. But let's just say I felt I was wealthy. And I wanted people to know that I was wealthy. I wanted to demonstrate my wealth. But I'm also a generous person, and so I want to demonstrate my generosity. And so I come over to Valrico, and I'm going to take Phil and Shane out to eat. That would also demonstrate my patience. But I'm taking Phil and Shane out to eat, and I want to demonstrate my wealth and my generosity. How will I demonstrate that? We won't go to McDonald's. We'll go, and this will show my redneck level understanding of wealth. We'll go to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. And they can order anything off the menu. And then I order a couple extra things for them. I'm running up the bill on purpose. Because I'm wanting to show something. I'm wanting to demonstrate how wealthy I am. And I want to demonstrate how generous I am. Now that illustration falls short because I may be doing that for selfish reasons. I may want to impress some other people. But God did it for completely holy and good reasons. He wanted to demonstrate how much he loved us. He wanted to demonstrate how serious the problem of sin was. And so the price had to be set high. Bulls and goats was like McDonald's. And so setting the price so high demonstrates his love, his righteousness. And then lastly, he set the price so high knowing he would pay it because it brings him glory. Would you go with me in the Old Testament to the book of Isaiah chapter 43? You know the prophets often proclaimed destruction, and usually destruction of God's people because of their sin. But you also know that those prophets, or God through those prophets, would sprinkle in hope, a hope of redemption. Yes, I'm going to judge you. Yes, I'm going to punish you, but I'm going to bring you back and bless you. This is one of those passages in Isaiah chapter 43. God is going to say, I'm going to bring you back. I'm going to bless you. And he's going to tell us why he's going to redeem his people. And I believe the same will apply as to why he would redeem us today. Isaiah 43, let's begin in the first verse. But now thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I've called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. And when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Since you were precious in my sight, you've been honored, and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you and people for your life. Fear not, for I am with you, and I'll bring your descendants from the east and gather you from the west. I'll say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not keep them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone, notice verse 7, everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him. God said, yes, I'm sending you away to demonstrate my righteousness, but I'm bringing you back to demonstrate my love. And I'm bringing you back for my glory, because that's why I created you. And so God could have set the price for sin so low, but it would not have demonstrated his love. It would not have demonstrated his righteousness in regard to sin. And today, through this memorial, we remember the high price for sin that God was willing to set and to pay, and we bring him glory.